come on down to Elvis-O-Rama this weekend for our Elvis Blowout Sale. We have all the Elvis merch you could ever want, from blue suede shoes to a real-life hound dog. Come on in and meet one of our 27 Elvis impersonators in every ethnicity. Plus, we have Elvis clown face painting for the kids. Try our peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwiches, and be sure to visit our themed bathroom stalls. Every 15th customer gets a personal size velvet Elvis. Elvis-O-Rama is the king of all roadside attractions. Oh. Hey, welcome back to We're All Yankovics!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we're back with Christy again.
Three voices again.
Yay. Another!
Yay! Welcome back, Christy.
Hello, thank you for having me back.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Glad to have you back for another Dare to be Stupid
song.
Yeah.
It's a song.
We are daring to be stupid.
Yep, exactly.
We dare every day.
Like the one we just did.
Uh-huh.
This also came out on July 18th, 1985. Yeah. What a shock.
What a shocker.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the life.
Exactly. But apparently the single came out in November of 1984.
What?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
With Johnny Dangerously?
Clearly, yeah, I think so.
Because I thought that movie was later.
No.
Really?
No.
Huh. I really thought that was like an 86 movie.
No.
Yeah, you need to go IMDb more.
Well, I mean, it's a challenge because it's not set in that time.
Right, that's true.
It is kind of timeless.
Piece. Well, I just because I didn't see it until like the late
80s. Awesome.
I love that movie, but it took me, I didn't see it until later. I remember watching it. It came on HBO, and I heard the beginning. I'm like, ran out of my room because my dad had it on in the next room. And I was like, I know this song. I was like out there singing along with the opening theme with my dad's looking at me like, what the? How do you know this?
How do you know this?
I've never seen this
Have
movie.
Have you gone to the future?
Yeah, I'm like, this is Weird Al. How is he doing a theme? I had no idea he was doing this a theme song to the movie. And I was like out there singing that.
I have to say the best part of doing the research for this song was I went to watch Johnny Dangerously this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be on Netflix, but it's not. No, it's on like Stars or something right now.
Oh, it is on Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, I have Stars.
No, there you go.
Sweet.
So, checking that out later. I was like, oh, I can't do that. So I'll watch the commercial. And the commercial is kind of funny because it's not a straight up commercial. It's got Joe Piscopo he's in the theater and he's talking about the movie and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But then at the very, very end, it goes to the title screen and then it goes, theme song by Weird Al Yankovic. So it was like a selling point. They use that.
Hey,
if you haven't been interested in this movie yet, here's one more thing that might get you to come.
Weird Al Yankovic. To me, I
laughed. I just sat there. I was like, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, show up for the first 3 or 4 minutes and then you can go.
I mean, that's what everybody did for Spy Hard. So,
Yeah, this is a theme song that worked.
Yes, exactly. And it's got a video.
Yes.
Which is
two different versions of it.
Two different versions of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has short hair?
He's got...
Shortish for him.
He doesn't look too bad, honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of slicked back a little.
It is quite sophisticated for him.
He is very sophisticated in this video, which is, you know, obviously the point.
Yeah.
You know, rich dude. It's such a fun video.
With the tuxedo.
Yeah.
Well,
so many good things about this video and this song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like we talked about last week when he went to the library to research ducks.
Uh-huh.
This time, he spent a lot of time in Dr. Demento's record vault listening to 30s music.
Gotcha. Oh. I hung out on Wall Street in some steakhouses.
Yeah.
he checked his bank account.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's still a little early for that, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, this is sort of a parody of, it's a genre parody kind of like a jazzy's 20 or 30s music kind of thing. Nothing specific, really. Nobody's really ever reached out and said,
it's just
this
that,
specific. But
that age, the golden age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it fits the time period of Johnny Dangerous.
For sure.
So perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
Weird Al also arranged most of the instruments for this himself, too.
Oh, nice.
So that was cool.
Yeah. Including the guitar.
I don't know. I mean, like, just in general, I think. I don't know if...
The hair band guitar break. That's so funny.
There were some fun extra musicians for this. Sonny Burke played piano. And this is... Apparently, there's two Sonny Burkes.
Okay.
One of them was like died in 1980,
and
I was like,
him.
"There's no way it's that guy."
Highly unlikely.
Yeah, exactly. This Sonny Burke also played on cable TV and One of Those Days. Yeah.
Good piano song, yeah.
And he, at one point, wrote songs for Earth, Wind, and Fire, Dusty Springfield, and Smokey Robinson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Talented guy.
That's pretty cool. He also credits The Glove, who is a DJ who scratches in the middle of the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, two genre breakdowns in this song. I love that.
It's really weird. And I think his name is really Chris Taylor, but nothing Weird Al has ever said has led us to that. But he's been referenced in other parts of the internet as Chris the Glove Taylor.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I think it's the same guy. I couldn't really get my head wrapped around that.
He hung out
with
Michael Jackson too. He's very famous.
Oh, yeah, the Glove. Yeah.
And OJ.
Oh, man.
He has the glow.
Whoa.
He's got the glow.
And then Al Viola. Did not play the viola. He played banjo on this.
Okay.
It's still a stringed instrument.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He also played the mandolin on the Godfather soundtrack.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So he pulled in some fun people for
this
song.
That's some good information there, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I finally found, I'm sorry it took me so long to find this page. He's on his website, he's got a player, like a musician's page.
Uh-huh.
And I finally, like 2 weeks ago, I found it. And I'm like, this is so much cool information. And I haven't had it for like the first 30 songs. But I'm like, oh, these are so cool. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. So fun song. It's sort of just, it's very much in a Buy Me a Condo-ish kind of sentiment.
Aspirational,
but also like a little over the top.
It's very tongue in cheek.
Yeah, exactly.
I will be making this my next bucket list.
Oh, there you go.
This one might be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't really like that much filet mignon
or Perrier.
We
want to
La Croix.
My bathtub's filled with La Croix.
What flavor?
Raspberry.
Raspberry. Yeah.
Nice and sticky in the bathtub.
Oh. Yeah. That'd be weird.
I would like some monogram Kleenex though.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You could do that. Yeah. I think you could achieve that.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, even if it just means you take a Sharpie.
Exactly. I was gonna say that. A Sharpie might be in my future.
You need something more because a Sharpie on a Kleenex
would just soak right through.
It would run a little too much. True. You need to find another way.
Stamp.
There you go.
Just stamp them.
Something for the kids to do.
Get ready for it.
Oh yeah, I'm
just
gonna make it big someday.
You use it. Don't not like ten at a time. Just right before you use it, stamp it.
Okay, yep. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you meant like not after you used it.
No.
I got boogers in my stamp.
Display it stamped up on the wall.
Get the ink on your nose.
Gross. Got a boogie.
No.
Got a boogie on my wall, and there's a stamp on the Kleenex. Ow.
Wow. Okay, moving
just for
on.
You, Charlie. Your favorite song.
We've talked about he's got two different videos because at one point, like everything else, like Spy Hard, the same thing, they ran into trouble using footage from the show, which
from the movie,
always amuses me.
So there's a stock footage version and there's a Johnny Dangerously version.
Yes. Yeah. There's also, to me, that feels a little weird. I feel like, I mean, I guess they didn't know, but does he not have enough like outtakes from, like I could see him filling it with outtakes, but he didn't. So it's a little strange.
They probably didn't foresee that happening.
Probably.
I know,
not.
But still, like, extra footage. I don't know.
Maybe it would be redundant. I think the stock footage works. It's all 30s type stuff that would be basically happening in the movie anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked it.
But the one that actually has the clips from the movie is
so much better. Oh. It's hard to find, though. It's,
Yeah. And let's see. To parallel that in a weird way, the VHS original release of Johnny Dangerously doesn't have the Weird Al song on it. It's been replaced by Let's Misbehave because an equally weird like rights management thing. We're
just
assuming
the original VHS release.
Yeah. So until the DVD in 2002, the title sequence of Johnny Dangerously, if you bought it, would have Let's Misbehave by Cole Porter on it,
and
not the Weird Al soundtrack.
Wow.
I know
the HBO and on TV versions they do. Weird Al.
Yeah, and I bought the DVD twice because somebody stole my original one from a green room once.
Thieves.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that was one of my, I would stop it and play it again.
Yeah. Such a fun song.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That was another weird thing. Like, there's lots of different. This is one of those moments where, like, depending, you have to grab the right one in order to get the thing you actually want. I think.
Right.
You know, you have to watch the right video.
Who has a VHS player?
Yeah, no one anymore.
I do.
Oh, Charlie. Free to Charlie. So did you know this song before the album came out? Did you watch Johnny Dangerously?
No. I was all about Dare to Be Stupid first.
Okay, so you're like me, same thing.
No, I didn't even know it was in Johnny Dangerously until, and I never saw Johnny Dangerously in the film, in the theater.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't watch anything in the theater. Yeah. I think it was either on TV or something else, and that's the first time I heard it. And then, of course, when I found the $5 bin at Walmart and found the Johnny Dangerously DVD, then it was like, oh my gosh!
Heck yeah.
And then I could put together like a really great song with a really great movie.
Heck yeah.
It was like the first time you put peanut butter in chocolate.
Yeah.
And chocolate and peanut butter.
Two great tastes that go great together.
Yes, Johnny Dangerously and This Is the Life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Johnny Dangerously was directed by Amy Hecklinger.
Amy Heckerling.
Yeah.
He's not great with names.
I can't write. Well, between my writing and my naming, she did Clueless, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and European Vacation.
I didn't realize she did this one.
Yeah, yeah.
She's amazing.
So it's cool.
Yes.
Well, especially in this day and age, talking about like the women director of like Wonder Woman and stuff. It was cool to see like somebody from like the 80s
being
like,
yeah, her and Nora Ephron ruled the 80s when it came to female directing.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I didn't know this one of her movies. Cool. Like I said, I've always loved this movie. Great little bits in it. I love the not cursing.
Oh.
I've done so many times.
I have gotten away with that. I used Ice to get hole. Away with that with my mom.
You farging some of the bastards.
My favorite, and it always stuck in my head, is when he falls down when he's in the car and he loses his brakes.
Yeah.
And the car starts going around and goes, oh my God! Oh my God!
So much fun in this movie. And Weird Al is just like a perfect tie.
Oh, exactly.
I couldn't think of a better movie artist combination. This song and this movie. Seriously, perfect. Peanut Butter and Chocolate. Nothing goes better together.
Weird Al sets this movie up really well.
Yes.
Well, like you watch the title sequence, you see here Weird Al, you go, you know what you're expecting.
Yes.
Like you're not going to suddenly, you know you're not suddenly going to get the actual Godfather.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and you need to know that going in. You know, like, so it's.
It was absolutely perfect for this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't like Spy Hard, where the movie then lived up to the expectations that Weird Al gives you.
Yeah, I still don't think it was a great theme song. But
but it's still Weird Al.
It went downhill from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The video for this, it's Weird Al sort of in the same sort of setting. He goes into a club. He's in a bathtub with a lot of ladies. It's Club 25.
Uh-huh.
And is that from the movie? Because I don't think it is.
I don't know.
No, it is not.
No.
How is it not Club 27?
Because they use 27 for the numbers of ladies coming in.
I know that. I know that. I have that written down here, too.
I didn't have to write
because
it down.
Because I didn't. I was like, how do they don't? And then it's like, it starts at 25, and then he brings two ladies in, and it goes 26, 27.
27.
And you're like, yeah.
But we got the 27 reference.
I guess it had to be.
It would be too obvious.
Too obvious. I don't know.
You can't just throw the 27 in there. You got to build to the 27.
I guess. But It to me, it was like, well, I don't just do it. Just make it 27 and then have fun with that.
I like getting to the 27.
Yeah. Yeah. What else about the video do you guys like?
Christy?
Oh my goodness. I watched the one with all the clips from Johnny Dangerously.
Totally. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And so it was, especially like it timed out so perfectly with when, the newspaper guy gets hit in the head with the newspapers as it gets started. It's like, just timing wise and everything,
like on the beats almost.
And even the scratching part with the glove.
The glove.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's with the dancing he does with the break dancing is in the movie.
Yeah,
it's like they go perfectly together. And I didn't watch the one that has the stock footage.
Yeah, I've never.
I don't think I've seen
it.
No. I don't think I've.
I think
seen
that's
it.
The one that's on Weird Al Vivo. Yeah, obviously it is. You go on his YouTube. On his YouTube. Weird Al's YouTube page is Weird Al Vivo. All of his videos are on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because if you just YouTube it, it shows. It's the first
right
one.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah,
yeah. The one with the clips from the movie.
I was
good at
Weird
one.
Al's. Okay.
Maybe and maybe it's been updated recently or something. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I just. This song is just adorable.
It is.
to go along with your timing thing, I really like when the video sort of express something that happens in the song, even though it doesn't necessarily make sense. And so the last cymbal hit at the very end is timed with the chandelier falling.
Yes,
and
great
moment. That's just an extra little last moment of like, ha ha. Yeah.
Exactly. That's I love when he throws all the money in the air and it was like diving over each other to get all the money. And
I like right before that, he takes the set of bills. Uh-huh. And sort of the same way that that in the movie that he gives it to the Pope, kind of, uh-huh, that wad of bills. He sort of throws it over his head, like his shoulder, uh-huh, and the butler kind of like grabs it, uh-huh, and it's like, it worked. Like, I wonder how many takes it took for them to like, right? Like that, yeah, and be like, yeah, it was just, it's so perfect. And
heck, you know, yeah,
I mean, obviously they, if he hadn't done it, they would have done it over again, it feels so neat to just see it. It's so satisfying to be like, and up and down. Okay, good.
Yep.
It's very cool. Very cool. Anything else? I mean, like, this is
favorite lyrics. Are we?
Oh yeah, we can move on to lyrics.
We still have more stuff about the song. Anything else for you?
The video is, I don't know. The video, it's fun to watch. I don't feel like it has as many gags as it normally would.
Oh, I think there's a lot of gags in this one, like throwing the hat across the whole like stage from one end to the other.
Oh, and I guess
getting on that coat rack and just
then
like,
maybe it's the Johnny Dangerously stuff, because in my head, I guess I'm separating the two.
Okay.
And so it feels like a shorter video. Yeah. It's like, okay, Weird Al's in for a little bit, then we have all the gags from the movie, and then Weird Al's out of it again.
I would disagree. I think there's plenty of gags in this video. I find it very amusing.
No,
I love it.
It's totally cool.
It can't not be funny.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I think
exactly.
There's plenty of gags in it. Well, I'll start with the lyrics since I brought it up. This one, like, I just like because it's a very smart lyric. They say that money corrupts you, but I can't really tell. I just like that one. Yeah.
That was actually my lyric too.
Ah,
mine is the one right before that.
Nice.
Okay.
You're dead for a real long time.
Yes. That one also, you just kind of creeped me out as a kid. So I was like, I try to like, la, 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 that one. So,
oh.
Yeah.
No, I, yeah.
Yeah.
And the monogram Kleenex.
Yes.
By the ton.
Yeah, this is good.
That is up there.
Exactly. Monogram Kleenex by the ton. Charlie's looking for a second one. You
no, I'm not. No, 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 I'm just looking at the rest of the lyrics. Because we don't, sometimes we forget to talk about the actual lyrics.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I like I pay the bills, I call the shots, I grease the palms, I buy the yachts. is also a fun little, yes. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could do this whole song. I could start from the beginning to the end. It's like,
go! No. it's a weird
one
contest.
Thing I can guarantee, the best things in life, they sure ain't for you. It's a thrill just to be me. This is the life. Yeah.
But I like it. It's peppy. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's nice. This is one of those moments where Weird Al writing his own music makes you even more happy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like when he does a parody, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But and if the music's great, it mm-hmm. helps the song.
Yes.
But it's you
originals.
Know it's not his fault for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've talked about songs before, like where the music is half of the reason we like the song, but technically the music in a parody isn't his.
I would say of my top 10 Weird Al songs, I would go as far as maybe 8 of them are originals.
Okay.
So yeah.
No, that makes sense. And like I said, we even contemplated, and maybe we'll have to, is going through and having a specific episode where we re-rank some of the songs.
Parodies versus originals.
Well, parodies versus original or lyrics versus music. And so the ones where they're parody, you're like, the music won't score that high. But the like the originals,
we'll get
every
eventually.
Time he does something original, it's really cool.
You're getting very scientific.
Really,
I know,
seriously.
I know. Well, we have, at some point, we're going to run out of songs. So we're going to have
math.
To come back in. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Then we're gonna be
like, we get into these sub discussions like, well, do we like it because of the original music is better, or because his lyrics are better, or what makes this good, the original song or his take on it?
Now let's play it with the original and see how it matches up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually did that once or twice.
Yeah.
Like the lyrics to see it, which of the lyrics match up and stuff. It was very weird
press
to listen
play at
to.
The same time.
Yeah, exactly. I did, and I'm just like,
that would hurt my brain. I couldn't do it.
It was like some kind of like Total Recall sort of like this thing where you're watching.
I would have to play a clip of one and then play the clip of the next. They go to the next clip of the and just go back.
Yeah,
and
see
forward.
That would
I'd have to do it.
Speaking of originals, the VHS of Johnny Dangerously is in the video of Lame Claim to Fame. When he walks into the room on the desk that he opens the book on, supposedly there's a VHS of Johnny Dangerously on it.
That is a video. We're going to get to that eventually. You have to go frame by frame of that video. There is so much Easter eggs in that video. It's ridiculous.
I don't want to ruin it, but I had never – somehow I missed that video when it came out, and it's amazing.
It is.
So we'll talk more about it.
We'll get there, but yeah, that's one you need to watch frame by frame because there's more references in that video than anything else he's ever done.
It's clearly done by a fan. Like, big –
It's ridiculous. Anyways. We digress.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. As always. That's yeah. the whole, that's we the whole are, point of this, isn't yeah. it? So let's talk.
Ratings?
Ratings.
Man. Guest first.
I give it a 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
It really is. It's up there.
Yep. Heck yeah. One of your very favorite songs on your very favorite album, right?
It's in my top 5.
You have several 5s in this album, I bet.
Yeah, there are.
I think that if I were having to listen to like 20s and 30s music, this would be the most exciting thing for me to listen to.
Okay.
Like all the actual 20s and 30s music, I think that I would rather listen to this than the actual stuff.
In the mood? Come on, man.
Exactly. Like I think I'd rather this.
I love In the Mood. That's the first I can think of for Big Bang, whatever. Swing kind of.
I mean, like there's some stuff. I mean, like I do love like Minnie the Moocher sung by the right person is fun. But like this is so peppy and fun that like if I had a choice, I would definitely listen to this instead.
So you're giving it a 5? Compared to other 1930s songs?
Compared to 1980s, yes.
Compared to other Weird Al songs?
Yeah, 4.5.
Okay.
That's close. That's
nice. That's really high marks from you.
Well, because I can't stop thinking of this song and singing it. Like, it's earwormed.
All right. And man, I'm going to be the low man on this one.
Oh.
What?
I really like this song, but comparing it to other Weird Al songs, it's not in my top 20, I would say. So that, I love it, but there's other ones I like a lot more. It's not one I listen to, like, 3 or 4 times in a row. It goes so well with the movie. It's a fantastic lead-in. It's a great video, great song. But there's others I like better. I was just going to give it a 4.
Okay.
It's a good song, but 4.5 surprises me.
I feel like, and we're doing a lot of comparing to I Want a New Duck.
Yeah.
I think lyrically this works just a little bit better than, because it seems more solid all the way through.
Yeah,
whereas we talked about, Duck starts slower than this song, but then is able to get into puns, which he can't really use in this song because there's not a lot of stuff to pun to.
But this is really good, very solid
from the start. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same,
I'm not taking anything away from you guys. I mean, I think it's a great song. I just think...
Yeah.
I can't give it a 4.
I don't think that's a problem.
Like, it's not a bad thing. I'm just surprised that you go 4.5 because you're usually more stingy than me.
I'm weird like that.
That's fine. No, everyone's to your own.
Honestly, until I say it, we never know.
Right, I know.
And
same
if we
here.
Go back and compare
I'm surprised
stuff,
myself
we're definitely
going
to look at things and be like, how did that one do much better than that
one? Yeah, I want to see the list eventually. I'm sure there's been a few, like, spur of the moment I gave higher than I normally would have or lower than I would. It's just very subjective.
At some point, we got to compare
depends
this list.
Where the mood takes
exactly. I think we're both swayed by each other and just conversation and. Yep. We kind of influenced from the beginning of the episode to when we give the rating. We may have changed our minds from what we thought we were going to do on the way in. So it's kind of weird. It's a lot of fun.
Ratings are yet another thing that I don't actually look at until the podcast starts.
That's great.
Because I'm just like, let's see what
you
I feel like.
Exactly. See what you feel after discussing it. It can affect your rating one way or the other. But I'm sticking with 4. It's a solid song. It's a good song. Not a 5 for me, though.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I would just want to thank Christy again.
Thank you for
joining us for these 2 episodes. Yeah. Quick plug, if you've got plugs you want to do.
If you get a chance and you're a big fan of 80s movies, check out The Greaties, The Great 80s Movie Debate, where we look at the hits of our 80s, of our youth.
Of youths.
And see if they hold up today. And we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of great guest stars and check us out.
Nicole, what's the website?
www.neozaz.com is our website. Yeah. But we're the Greaties on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
How do you spell that again?
GR, the number 8, the number 0, S.
There you go.
You have to type it GRTHE.
No!
Charlie!
U-M-B-E-R.
If you say Greaties, people are going to spell out the Greaties. So I just want to make sure they go to the right place. It's a fantastic podcast. You have a lot of fun on it. I've been on one. It's a lot of fun.
See, when you said it was spelled weird, I thought maybe you spelled it with like an A-E somewhere. Like, you know how
it's like
some
how Prince
Greaties.
Prince would spell it.
Yeah, how Prince would spell it.
We spell it with numbers.
Yeah.
And it works.
But you're not 7. Hmm. Word crimes.
Maybe
reference.
She's Prince.
Yeah. She
no,
Prince.
I know. Yep. Okay. thanks.
She
for,
got it.
Thanks for listening. If you want to talk to us, leave us a voicemail at 302-72-WEIRD. If you don't know that number by now, I don't know what
they may
to
have
do
just started listening.
They might have.
The first
they're
they
here,
for
Christy,
they're here for
they're
Christy.
They're here for
Christy. Everyone loves Christy.
But they didn't listen to the last episode for some strangers. That they're just jumping onto this one.
Just go with the most recent one first and you go backwards.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to hear more Christy, go to the last episode. I Want a New Duck. Yeah.
There you go.
Find us on Instagram or Facebook. We're all Yankovics, and we're all Yankovics at gmail.com.
There you go. Right. Well, we'd like to have you back someday.
Yeah.
You said your favorite song already. you know, it's one more minute. So maybe when we get to that, we'll bring you back.
I have very many of them, so yes.
Fantastic. Cool. Always welcome back here.
And your studio is amazing. This is awesome. So
heck yeah.
It's so much better than the couple of microphones Steve and I work on.
Hey, you know.
Well, you're always welcome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody. And thanks for listening. And bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
This is a life.